More than 1,000 years ago, witchcraft was birded by the shores of the Black Sea by 3 sisters. For years they roamed the earth, bringing death and destruction wherever they went.
Pray God, the devil.
Mater Suspiriorum, the mother of sighs. Mater Lacrimorum, the mother of tears. And Mater Tenebrarum, the mother of darkness.
Hello, listeners of Now Playing Podcast. This is Jacob, and I'm here to tell you about our fall donation series. Yes, it's fall. The pumpkin spice is in the air. It's also in our coffee and our Pop-Tarts and our Oreos and even our pumpkin pie. But fall. Fall means October, and that means Halloween, and that means we need to discuss some scary and spooky movies. And we're kicking that off right away with our silver level donation series that I'm here to talk to you about. We're calling this the Three Mother series, and they're all about the films of Italian master of horror, Dario Argento, kicking it off with the Three Mothers trilogy. That includes Suspiria, Inferno, and The Mother of Tears, and then we're going to throw in another film of his, Phenomena, or Creepers, and that's all going to lead up to the remake of Suspiria coming out later in November. I'll tell you more about the donation series, but first, here's a preview of the original 1976 Suspiria.
She wanted to go and be a dancer, and her mother was very cruel to her. We will see that she punished her by taking an iron and burning her hand. And while there are tears when she's dying here at the end, I think it is what gave Susie the freedom to follow her dreams to Berlin.
Oh, I took it very, very differently. I think the mother was still alive when she left for Berlin.
Oh, no, she dies.
No, she dies, but I think she dies at the end.
That's not how I took it.
Yeah, that's how I took it. The mother dies specifically at the end. Marcos tells Susie, think of that false mother, now expel her. And then we kind of cut to Susie's mom dying. So I thought Susie's mom was killed by Susie at that moment.
Okay.
I did have questions. I thought the mom had died and Susie left to go to Germany to learn how to dance. But by the end, I don't know what I'm thinking by the end of this film. It goes real crazy.
Yeah, well, mother of sighs, Suspiria, that's what it is to mean. We are seeing clues that this is why Susie is the mother of sighs. Her mother, the rasp of her death rattle. She is on her last legs here. I believe the priest is coming to read last rites. And the last thing that she will say is that her daughter is her last sin. And that she smeared her on the world. That's a very evocative way of putting it. And that there is a lot of resentment about her child and the disappointment that she has brought by wanting to be a free spirit and wanting to be a dancer.
There's a quote at the beginning of the film. It's like in needlepoint hung on the wall. And I was looking at it and trying to see how it could apply to the movie. Because obviously, if we're watching something about three mothers and Mother Suspiriorum, when you see something about mothers, it's going to jump out. It says, a mother is a woman who can take the place of all others, but whose place is one no one else can take. So I'm trying to think about how that all relates. And with Susie's mother dying, no one else can take that place, which we'll see at the end. But who does take the place of all others? It seems like Susie's mother, yeah, she was really abusive with that iron. So it seems like her place could have been taken better.
The place is I'm going to go find a mother figure that is kind. I'm going to write a letter to Madame Blanc. And Madame Blanc is going to be so impressed by it that even though I don't have any formal training, I just watched her videos in the library 100 times and copied them and then hitchhiked to New York a couple times. And that is going to give me credence to be able to come to Berlin. This is her crazy plot. This is what Susie thinks she can do and just wow them with how much I have studied and can recreate what they have already done.
It's the crazy plot, at least from the beginning of this film, what you're thinking. By the end, I don't know, was this the witch's plan to get control of the dance studio again?
I'm going to argue, I think I know what you guys are saying. Does she secretly know that she's the mother of sighs? The answer for me is no.
The answer for me is yes.
I don't know if she knows, but has she been possessed? Is she being moved to do all this?
See, I think she knows who she is, what she is, and her coming is not an accident. The coming when Patricia had just disappeared, I think she knows exactly why she's here and what she's here for, and she's playing a long con. She's going to pretend to be this Susie. She knows.
Okay, well, that's definitely an interpretation of it. It doesn't work with the one that I'm going to lay out.
Yeah, having seen the full film and looking at it in retrospect, my belief is she is inserting herself here with an intent to take control from the false mother. And so, yeah, as you lay out yours, I'll counter with mine, I guess.
And Madame Blanc, yeah, Tilda Swinton at her most recognizable in this role. She is an actress I always enjoy seeing. I always feel like she does just have an energy that no one else I can think of working certainly in Hollywood movies has. And she just feels like she would be some dance studio instructor. I mean, like in these long flowing robes that she has. I don't know if she's ever danced a lick in her life, but I completely buy her as Madame Blanc, that she would want to see this girl. I get it.
And what I like about this reimagining of what Argento did, I felt like all those women at the dance studio in Argento's film, they were all scary. They didn't like the girls. They were mean. That is my expectation of Tilda Swinton's character here, is that she's going to, but she's not. She does have this motherly quality to her, where she's trying to help Susie be the best dancer. So that was an unexpected twist, which I liked, this reimagining here.
We instantly know she's powerful because she will not attend the tryout. They have some of the other instructors there, and Susie has to try out with no music. She's not allowed to play her tape, and she has to keep the time in her head. But yet later, Blanc is going to say, I saw her audition. So we know that she does have mystical powers.
We see her come up and kind of throw Susie off at the end because she has felt something as she's dancing. You know, maybe the conceit is, how good a dancer are you if you don't need the music playing? Like, can you really keep that time? Maybe that's a real thing that they do in dance studios. To me, it feels like they did this to emphasize the breathing. Throughout this film, I'm just hearing breathing to the point at times where I'm looking around, I'm like, did someone fall asleep and they're snoring? Because I don't know if that's the sound or someone sleeping next to me.
So much breathing. I don't know if either of you have ever watched the YouTube videos where people have taken music videos, but quote unquote, removed the music. What they've done is just Foley over it. Like if you watch Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again, all her dance moves are like her rubber outfit squeaking and things. And they have others where it's just people like making woo noises as they dance. They're amusing for like 4 minutes on YouTube. But that's all I could think of when I saw her doing all this dance with no music is when they do that joke thing.
Oh, see, I was really taken by the dance moves.
Is this good dancing?
It's modern dancing. It's not ballet dancing like you think of it.
Yeah, I thought of ballet. First of all, I remember the ballet shoes conversation from the original Suspiria. When she's herking and jerking all around, I'm like, is that supposed to be good? Because, I mean,
I was taken by it.
Yeah, I think she's tremendous. I want to give Dakota Johnson a lot of props. She obviously rehearsed her ass off to do this role well.
2 years she took ballet classes, but for me, this kind of dance, not really that into it. I could never tell the good from the bad. It looks to me like a lot of spasms.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's art is what it is. It is meant to be interpretive. This is a dance studio that has created a response to Germany under the Third Reich. It is the Three Mothers versus the Third Reich. And the way that they combat is through movement. That is their war stance. We will have Blanc actually say, when the Reich wanted us just to shut our mouths and open our uteruses, I created this piece in 1948 called Volk, and it was a response. It is about Nazi Germany. Volk was a term that Hitler used a lot in describing the master race. So they are responding and speaking to. It is dance that is political commentary.
And yet when they perform the dance, I don't get a political commentary out of it.
Well, I've read stuff like on art movements in the Soviet Union to protest the Soviet government. There is crazy stuff where they just row boats across a stage and it would take hours because you're rowing a boat on a stage. And it was just these weird, absurdist movements to protest the control the government wanted. So I get that with this dance. It comes through that this is a protest thing. They're going to call it out. I'm glad they do. Just to tie those threads a bit tighter there that, yeah, this was a response to Nazi Germany. But yeah, this is the kind of stuff you do to protest a totalitarian government. That's why you get weird puppets and stuff. You get weird art stuff during these kind of times. If you want to hear the rest of that review, you can head over to nowplayingpodcast.com, click on the donation banner at the top of the page. You're going to get all the details, how to donate through PayPal or Podbean or become a Podbean patron. A lot of different ways you could donate to help the show. Now, for Silver Level, that's going to get you this Three Mothers series, which again is Suspiria 1976, Inferno, The Mother of Tears, Phenomena, and Suspiria 2018, the remake. You could get those five shows for $10 or more. But if you need more spooks and scares and haunts this fall season, you could go to the gold level, $30 or more. You're going to get the M. Night Shyamalan thriller series, all of his major motion pictures, starting with The Sixth Sense up to the new film Glass coming out in January. But if you want 19 bonus podcasts, 16 is not good enough, you got to go platinum, $40 or more. We're going to throw in Jamie Lee Curtis. She's back in Halloween. That show is going to be on the regular feed. We're going to do the Jamie Lee Curtis Scream Queen series of 1980. That includes The Fog, Prom Night, both the 1980 versions, not the sequels. They'll be discussed, I'm sure, and Terror Train. So for $40 or more, you get 19 bonus podcasts. But maybe you want even more. Well, we got more because we have a couple of older donation series that are getting new releases. You could go Frosty. Yes, we're past Halloween. We're getting into December. You could go Frosty level. This is our Simon Pegg, Nick Frost series. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Paul, Attack the Block. Those shows have already been done. You're going to get them right away. As soon as you make that donation and your donation gets processed, you'll get those shows. And then early next year, there's a new film with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, Slaughterhouse Rules. You're going to get that show. That's 25 shows. That's half a year almost of shows for $50 or more. But if that's still not enough, say you want, I don't know, let's pick a random number, 33 bonus podcast. Find that four-leaf clover. It's our lucky clover level. Yes, Leprechaun, somehow. It's a Christmas miracle, I guess. Somehow Leprechaun's getting a new movie, and we'll be there to review it. We reviewed all the previous installments. So again, once your donation is processed, you'll get a link. You'll get those shows. And then when the new one comes out again next year, early next year, you'll get our review of Leprechaun Returns. That may be the scariest thing, the scariest film of all these ones, having to go back to do another Leprechaun film. But those are the details for this year's fall 2018 donation series. Again, up to 33 podcasts that you could get. That's over 6 months of additional shows. If the Totally Free Tuesday shows that come out every week aren't enough for you, you can donate and get more. And what do we do with that donation? We use it to put back into the show. We use it for technical things, computers, microphones, servers. We use it because we got to go to all these movies and see them and have Netflix accounts and all that just to be able to see all this stuff for you guys and talk about them. That's what your donation is doing. It's helping keeping the show going. So again, go to nowplayingpodcast.com. You can get all the details there by clicking on the donation banner at the top. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Tuesday with another free show.
Is the darkness ours to take?
It's all in the past. There's nothing you can do. It was meant to be.
Please don't abandon me again.
Forgive me, little Sarah. I can't speak anymore. I belong to another place now. Use your gifts. Use them.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein.
There are mysterious parts in that book, but the only true mystery is that our very lives are governed by dead people.
All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
I may be dying now,
nothing will change. They don't want anything to be different. I'm not the master. I am just a slave.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
They can cause suffering, sickness, and even the death of those who, for whatever reason, have offended them.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Hell is behind that door!